and that I figured somebody would have a comment on that one. So far, everything I've seen about the golden years and the retirement ages and all that, they suck. I have been retired since 2010, and it's quite a different world, I can tell you that. I'm just not, you know, I'm used to it now, but at first it was like, oh boy, I can do this and I can do that, and oh man, I can go to here and I can go to the gun range and I can make some more of this and do some of that. I never done any of it. And then I got hurt and fell, and it's like, oh my God, one thing after another. Anyway, I got to get out of here, and I'll go chit-chat just a little bit. And I got to get back upstairs. That's a 5-minute process. But at least I can do it now. So it's not totally killing me, but hopefully I can get on there. I looked for you, by the way. What was I at? 7254, I think I was. And I called you a few times. You wasn't there. I figured if I could maybe splatter you, so if you knew I was there, you'd come on, but I didn't hear you. I turned the amp on. God is way over audio, and I said, well, if she can't hear this, I'm running 280% audio, so I knew I was taking 10, 12 channels with me just to get your call out there, and I called you twice, and you didn't answer, so I thought, nope, she ain't out there. So I just shut her down and turned everything back down, but sometimes that's what you got to do if you don't have a absolute setup time to meet somebody. And I try to get down and listen for you, but that don't always work. Like, even up since 11 o'clock last night, I still ain't went to sleep, but that's the way my schedule works. I can't sleep all the time anymore, and I told the doctor about it, and he says, yep, congratulations, you're on old age studies. Couple hours here and there, maybe 3, maybe 4 hours, and you're done for a good 8 to 10, 12 hours. So it's like, oh geez, that's some more good stuff to look forward to. So anyway, Vic, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And tell your old man, I appreciate him giving you the sign that I was up here. Some husbands might not like that practice, but you got a good one, so hang on to it. And my wife's the same way. She kind of enjoys your note. She's got it. I got it. I kept the note. But she appreciates you caring enough to contact me. And she thought that was rather nice. So anyway, I'll say 7-3s. You have a marvelous day. Get out there and fix that eggplant. Tell the young man I said hi, and I'll talk to you maybe tomorrow. I'll try and get down around the 7.250, somewhere between 251, 255, somewhere in that general area I'm at as a rule. And I'll talk to you later. I gotta go. The little man's calling me for the other room. Talk to you later. Bye-bye, dear. 7-3s. N-A-G-Y-U. Bye-bye.
N-A-G-L-C, and I will look for you on the air. Looked a couple of times on both, the handheld and on the radio. I was looking around the 7251 for your cars. Listened to that several times, but I never heard you. But we'll catch each other. Have a great afternoon. Thanks for shouting out for me. I'll talk to you later. 7-3.
Bye-bye.